This is Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Sweet little country girl, you fell too fast, you fell too hard. A true trusting believer, met a smooth talking leaver, got a broken heart. Got used, got bruised, what's a girl to do when she needs someone to come to her rescue? That sounds like a job for a cowboy, to do that cowboy thing we do. Ride up on a white horse in a big white hat, save the day, just like that. It sounds like a job for a cowboy. Cry, baby, don't you cry. It's all right to be all wrong. A kiss may be all you need when you're hurting, feeling like you're all alone. You need a hand, a real man, someone who understands. Well, your hero's coming fast as I can. That sounds like a job for a cowboy, to do that cowboy thing we do. Ride up on a white horse in a big white hat, save the day, just like that. Yeah, it sounds like a job for a cowboy. Yeah, it sounds like a job for a cowboy. Yeah, I'm your cowboy. It sounds like a job for a cowboy.
Listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and I'm your host, Gary Holt. We have a special show today. We're going to be featuring one of the most beautiful areas in the country, or at least in the Southeast, for trail riders, and that is the Big South Fork National River and Recreation Area. And joining us today on the show will be Donna Martin, who is the owner of True West Campgrounds, Shannon Schrafnagel, who is the founder of Horse Trails and Camping Across America, and a young artist, singer, and songwriter, Wesley Spangler. But right now, welcome to the first day of spring. We're going to listen to a song called Yeehaw Hallelujah, and let's give one of those for this beautiful weather here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we'll be back to talk with Donna Martin and Shannon right after this.
Low down, trying to spread the good word in an old ghost town. All those high and mighty powers that be, they don't seem to know.
Templeton Thompson's Yeehaw Hallelujah, and Donna and Shannon, welcome to the show. And can we get a Yeehaw Hallelujah out of you ladies?
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! Oh, what a gorgeous day that we've got here in Tennessee today. And, of course, Donna is in the eastern part of the state, just about 3 hours out of Nashville, and Shannon's up in Wisconsin. I think you're having a heat wave up there with what was the temperature?
Oh, I think we're at 40 or 42 today, so finally we're getting some warmth.
Well, yeehaw, hallelujah. That's a lot better than the temperatures that you've been having up there. So,
yes.
Anyway, welcome to the show, both of you. We're going to talk about the Big South Fork National River and Recreation Area. That is part of the U.S. National Park Service. Over 125,000 acres that cover parts of Tennessee and Kentucky, and over 180 miles of trails. And there's a big event that's going to be coming up there in May that we'll talk about in just a minute. But Shannon, why don't you introduce Donna and tell us how you became acquainted?
Well, I think we just met through HTCA, like I've met pretty much everybody else. One day I saw her posting on there about the True West Campground, and definitely took a notice to how many members liked her location and her facility. We ended up getting to meet each other. She definitely was one of the first campground owners to realize the benefit of being on HTCAA and getting to meet so many of our members and encourage members to head out to their place. So yeah, through that, we just started chatting and got to know each other and finally got to meet face-to-face in November, or October, I guess it was. My husband and I took a trip down there and check out our facility, and that's pretty much when we started planning the whole ride, and it's been a pretty good friendship ever since.
Well, that's fantastic. And Donna, you and I got to visit just a little bit the other day. Big South Fork is one of my favorite places to ride, and I'm a little bit jealous. I mean, you actually live there and work there, so...
Well, you should be.
Yeah, I am. May have to take this radio show to the east part of the state, but... Tell us a little bit about where you came from and how you ended up in the Big South Fork just outside of Jamestown.
Well, I guess most people like to call me a Yankee. My husband and I come from New Hampshire, and owning a campground was one of our life's dreams. So 3 years ago, started in 2010, we started searching for a campground. And we just had basic small criteria. It just had to be a certain size, had to be able to be family-owned and family-run. We wanted to be able to get up close and personal with our guests because we feel that our guests are more like family than they are just customers. So we started with that. It had to be in a warmer climate since New Hampshire got quite cold, as Shannon probably knows where she's from. So we wanted a longer season, some time to be able to spend, be able to spend more time with our customers. So
right.
We happened to find True West, and the funny part was we'd never even heard of a horse campground before we saw True West. They don't have those in New Hampshire.
Really?
But the good news was, that's right, but the good news was I have horses. So I had them in New Hampshire, and I brought them with me to Tennessee. We thought this is the best of both worlds. I can have my horses and ride them and still run the campground. I mean, what could be better? So that's how we ended up here in 2011. We purchased True West Campground. We've just completed our third year. We built the business up from scratch, and things are going really well for us. We're really excited to see the 2014 season start, and super excited about HTCAA coming along.
Well, a belated welcome to Tennessee and to the South. And I don't know, you may have brought some of that New Hampshire cold with you this year. This has been one of the coldest winters we've had for a while. But I don't want to hear about how it's so much worse everywhere else. We were not happy down here.
No. We've already said that New Hampshire thing. We're not used to the cold anymore. We didn't like it any more than you did.
Oh, goodness. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, if it's 10 degrees or 5 degrees, it really doesn't make too much difference. At that point, it's just cold. It's just cold. But anyway, talk to us a little bit, Donna, about the Big South Fork, because I'm sure that with, having been there about 3 years, there were a couple of priorities. One would have been to start working on the campground facility itself to have it to the standards that you wanted. But I would think the other part would be to get to know the area and explore some of the trails. What's special? What is special about the Big South Fork that causes so many people to gravitate there both to ride and to live and retire there?
Well, I guess what's special about it is there are actually over 300 miles of trails available. 160 are in this general facility. We're actually located almost centrally to the entire park. And the national park is a cross section of the nation's cultural and natural resources. And it's especially true in Big South Fork because the park itself kind of borders the Big South Fork River and protects it on both sides. So if you ever looked at a map of the entire park, you would see that the Big South Fork River goes right down the center of it. So Big South Fork was even touched by events in the Civil War. Several stories emerge about people and places in that area. There are some trails that you'll ride that you may see some tombstones or some old foundations or fireplace remnants of homesteads. There's Cherrick Creek, which is very interesting. Cherrick Creek Hostel is a place that was built in the early 1800s and is on the National Register. for one of the few places in the United States that's still in operation today with no electricity and no running water, and the only way you can get there is by horseback or hiking. So those are some of the things that really attract people to this area, along with the many rivers and streams, the caves, the natural rock formations, the overlooks. I mean, it's just a spectacular place to ride.
Well, the fauna and flora are amazing there. I mean, you've got such a variety of plants that you can see as you're riding through the Big South Fork. But it also makes you feel like you're riding out west with the rivers and the waterfalls and the rock formations are reminiscent a little bit of riding in areas in the west. I want to talk about this Cherry Creek Lodge just a little bit, because I know that you take some groups down and do some overnighters there, don't you?
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we have an event this coming weekend. It's an all-ladies ride down to Cherry Creek. We'll be spending the night on Saturday night and doing some activities down there and then taking a hike up to Twin Arches, which is not available by horseback, but it's so close to Cherry Creek that you almost don't want to miss that opportunity.
Right, right. Well, I was struck by the fact when I was at Cherry Creek the first time that people were a lot shorter back when that was
yes.
built. You know,
if you're tall, watch the doors.
Yeah, you have to kind of duck when you go through the doors, and the ceilings are extremely low, but they have accommodations there for some individual rooms in the lodge, and they also have another section that's more of a bunkhouse type section down there. So yeah. I know that's a great place for people to ride to and take a picnic lunch and sit on the porch or under the trees and enjoy themselves there as well. Let's talk more, Shannon, about how this ride came to be that's getting ready to happen in May. But before we do that, we want to take a quick break. But we want people to be aware of the ride that's coming up in May and the opportunity for HTCAA members to meet each other. And we'll talk
sure.
about that when we come back. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and it's the first day of spring, so we've already done our yee-haw, and now we're going to kind of cowboy up and get ready for this with Joni Harms.
He was the new kid on the circuit, gold buckles in his eyes, but the horse he drew was plenty rank, and much to his surprise. Did a double backflip, landed on his head. This old cowboy limped out in the ring, leaned over him and said, "You better cowboy up when you get thrown down. Get right back in the saddle as soon as you hit the ground. You've heard that the tough gets going. Proudly called the girl back home, hoping she would be impressed. But her mama said she married the guy who used to call his friend. And before the first tear could fall, these words came back again. You better cowboy up when you get thrown down. Get right back in the saddle. It's going when the going gets tough. Around here all we say is, son, you better cowboy up. Yeah, you better cowboy up. Everybody cowboy up.
Miss Joni Harms. And that's Cowboy Up. And while I was listening to that, Donna, I had a question that came to mind. What type of trails do they have in the Big South Fork?
Well, the trails actually vary, Gary. There's some pretty easy ones. There's most of the rock in this area is more like sandstone, so it has a good grip. You've got some trails that may have a few steps up on those rocks or a few steps down. There's nothing that's too treacherous. I wouldn't say that you'd have to be a super experienced rider to ride in Big South Fork in the trails in this area here. We've had kids as young as 5 and 6 years old out on these trails, and there's no problem there. You've got some rivers to cross, so depending on you know how well your horse does with those, some of them can be deeper than others. But really, the trails that are available are here for all level of riders.
Well, and again, I've one of my favorite places to ride, so I would just add to that, there are trails that would be suitable for all levels. There's some that, if you're a novice, that would be great for you to get out on, and then there are some others that are more challenging that unless you're an experienced rider with an experienced horse, would probably be best to stay away from. But there's certainly, with hundreds of miles of trails to ride on, something for everybody out there. And we were talking during that break, the Big South Fork River is part of the Cumberland River, and it's got something for everyone as well, too, doesn't it, as far as other activities? What can you participate in there?
Oh, gosh. The Big South Fork actually offers so much more than just horseback riding, although it is a great place to ride. You can have – there's plenty of hiking trails out there. There's biking, mountain biking. You can do fishing. There's canoeing, kayaking. During a certain time of the year, mostly in the spring, you can do a little bit of rough water rafting. And some of those trails that you can hike on are not available for horseback, and there's just so many spectacular things to see either on foot or by horse that it truly is a destination to put on your bucket list.
Well, I know a lot of people have had the Big South Fork on their bucket list, and Shannon, what was the spark that caused you to decide to do this HTCAA gathering and pick the Big South Fork, and how did that come about?
Well, pretty much. I had just, I'd been wanting to put something together, but I was just so busy with keeping up with the growth of the page. I kept kind of putting it on the back burner, and I know that Donna had kind of picked up that I wanted to get something going, and luckily for me, she kind of took the reins and said, hey, let's just do it. And obviously, she saw a great opportunity to be able to get the members out to her place, and then worked out for HTCAA to have everybody gather there. And luckily for the group, for us, there's other campsites in that area or campgrounds in that area because to Donna's and my surprise, she booked up in 3 days. we were not expecting that. Poor Donna. I had posted the event on a Friday, not thinking that she would get inundated, and they had a very big event going on that very weekend. So I kind of created some chaos for her because they had to keep running to the phones for 3 days with people calling about the event. We really had no idea how many people wanted to come. But so good thing we got them completely booked. We've got some really good fun stuff planned there. And then also we had several other campgrounds in the area that we could reach out to. So we're able to pretty much fill up the Big South Fork, and everybody's still able to visit and gather. So the Big South Fork was an ideal spot, even though we didn't plan it that way, but it really was ideal for this large of a group. So, it's been pretty fun to plan and to see how many people are coming.
Wow, well, that's pretty exciting. And What are some of the other campgrounds that will be accommodating folks?
Yeah, we've got Saddle Valley. That's pretty much the closest to them. That's just about a mile away. And then we have Big South Fork Lodge, which, by the way, Saddle Valley is booked now. They just finally booked up a couple weeks ago. But Big South Fork Lodge is also a great place to stay, and it's just right down the road. You can walk there or ride there if you want. And they do have openings yet, so we're trying to get them booked up as well. And then we've got some other places. Timber Ridge Horse Camp isn't too far away. Gosh, what are some other places, Donna, that you've got? We've got several down there that I'm spacing on the names.
Well, Bandy Creek is actually the national campground. It's right in the park.
Yep, Bandy Creek.
Yeah, so that's about 5 miles down the road. And then there's lots of little individual cabins in other places like Laurel Fork, Rustic Retreat, for those people who need the lodging and stuff.
Yep, absolutely. So, and I know also people have reached out to Southeast Pack Trips as well. That's right over there too. So, so we've got a lot of places to fill up. I mean, if we wanted to fill up the whole Big South Fork, we certainly could. So,
well, that will be exciting to see all of those HTCAA stickers riding around on trailers and truck windows.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about the date. I don't think we've mentioned the date for this event. What is it?
It's going to be Friday's. Oh, sorry, Donna.
No, that's okay, Shannon. You go ahead. Go ahead.
It's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 30th, 31st, and June 1st. So it's the very last weekend in May.
Okay. All right. And that should be a beautiful time of the year there. Donna, what are some of the activities that you have planned at True West?
Well, we've got a chocolate fondue meet and greet on Friday night. That'll start out in our common area. We'll provide the chocolate, and you just bring whatever you want to dip in there, cookies, pretzels, fruit. Doesn't matter. Everything goes well with chocolate. And we'll be able to gather around. We'll be able to gather around and get to meet the members that are coming in. We have a local band coming in, Tim Chuck 2. They'll be playing some music for us that night. And then Saturday we'll be mounting up and headed out to the trails. We're hoping to have several different guided rides, some shorter, some longer, some faster, some slower, depending on the level of the rider and what they want to get out of it. We'll do that. That'll happen pretty much throughout the day. And then when they return, we'll have a catered meal here, or some really good pulled pork and beans and coleslaw, really down-home cowboy lunch there, or dinner. That'll start around 4 o'clock for those that return early. And then we've got another band, Wesley Spangler, coming in Saturday night, which will be our main entertainment. And we're really excited about that as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then on that Saturday, on Sunday?
On Sunday, we have Cowboy Church in the morning. And then we've got a potluck breakfast. So for those who may be the last minute to try to connect with other people, we see a lot of times when people meet others that they start making plans to camp together and stuff like that. So it'd be a great time to make those last-minute plans. And then mostly people will be checking out on Sunday. And then we do have a couple that are staying a little extra as well.
Okay. All right. And I know a lot of times with weekend camping, folks will, you know, try to get out and do a morning ride on Sunday morning and then come back and load up and head toward home. But as you mentioned, this is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so if people are traveling and they want to come in earlier in the week, they could certainly do that, couldn't they, Donna?
Absolutely.
Stay longer.
Time.
Okay.
Yep.
Or stay later.
And we've got room
for
that right now. Yep.
Okay. All right. That's great. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun to get up there. And we're going to be talking more about the Big South Fork and things that are happening, but let's take this moment and, Donna, give us your contact information.
Sure. You can reach True West via our email address, which is truewest@hotmail.com, or you can call us. You can call us at 931-752-8272. And we do have a website address as well, www.truewestcampground.com, and there are links there as well if you want to contact us.
Okay. So TrueWestCampground.com is the web address, and then you're on Facebook at True West. And, man, it's just powerful what this Facebook stuff has done.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To get in touch with Shannon, you can go to Horse Trails and Camping Across America on Facebook. You can go to equestrianlegacy.net, our website, and you'll see that beautiful HTCAA logo, and you can click on that, and it'll take you right to their Facebook page. So many, many ways that you can get connected with folks, and just going to be a great weekend up there. We're going to talk some more about what's going on, the trails up there, what you can look forward to. But right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to listen to a song called Knock on Your Door by Wesley Spangler. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Wesley. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio. Well, and we're not hearing Wesley's song cue on there, so let's see if we're having a technical problem. But while we're waiting on that, let's welcome Wesley to the show. Wesley, how are you? Well, we seem to be having some problems there as well. So, Shannon?
Mm-hmm.
You still with us there?
Yeah.
All right. I don't
know
what our tech. I can hear you just fine. Tell me a little bit about how you came in contact with Wesley, and we're going to see if we can get this technical problem straightened out while we're talking. But how did you find out about Wesley?
Paul Lewis brought him to my attention. He's also a member on HTCAA, he's also starting a new venture as well in the horse community. He was going to be part of the event. He was going to come up. And, he mentioned that he knew Wesley he thought it would be a great way to get Wesley up here and get some exposure for Wesley as well. From what I understand with Wesley, he's a very quick rising star in Nashville-type music and the country music. And he brought up the idea to have Wesley there, and he even offered to pay for Wesley's cost, which was absolutely awesome to me. I wanted to make sure that the members would have fun, but I know we've got a lot of members coming from different places and from pretty far away, so I didn't want to, burden people with a lot of extra cost.
Right.
So it was great to have the event paid for and have Wesley be there. So Wesley took up Paul's offer, and, I'm really looking forward to that Saturday night. I think that's going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
Okay, well, Wesley, we've got you on the line, and welcome to the show.
Well, hello. How y'all doing?
Doing very well, and sorry we were having a little technical problem. I do want to see if we can get this song up for you, Knocking on Your Door. So if we have our technical problem straightened out, we'll be listening to that and then come right back, and we'll be talking with Wesley Spangler on Equestrian Legacy Radio. And I don't know whether this is going to work or not.
We'll find out.
So, Wesley, would you just
let me go get my guitar and I'll sing it for you real quick.
We have had people actually sing on the show, so that would be okay. I'm not sure what the problem is on that. Actually, let me try one other and see if we're doing any better. But just bear with me. I think we're going to listen to Why Couldn't It Be You by Wesley Spangler, and then we'll be back to talk some more on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
All right.
You won't fire it like the middle of December. Didn't even bat an eye. Yes, my love is something you just don't remember. Guess you think I didn't cry. All my life I was looking for someone that would be true. Girl, why couldn't it be you? Thought we had something that could have been forever. Now forever's come and gone. My heart, it just didn't know better. Why'd you have to prove me wrong? Girl, you broke my heart and left me oh so blue. Girl, why couldn't it be you? Girl, I thought that you were mine forevermore. Till the day you walked out of my
Wesley Spangler. And Wesley, you're just a real trooper for joining us on this show today, and apologize for the technical problems we had, but a great song. And I could just see these ladies at True West line up and ask why it couldn't be me as they're listening to the song. So, and by the way, I'm leaving your mic open, Shannon, and also Donna's, because of the possibility of having some problems technically, and I don't want that to happen, so we can't talk, so I'm going to just leave your mics open. But Wesley, tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from? How you got started in the music business?
Oh, my goodness. Raised in southern Maryland. That's the play the Waldorf area. Still have a lot of family there. I'm one of seven kids, by the way. So we're all over the place down there.
Oh, wow.
One brother in Arkansas, and I'm up here right now and around the Baltimore area residing. So I got in the music business, became a singer by default because I could never find a singer, you know, for the band. Actually, couldn't find a bass player or a singer. And my drummer and I, Brian, my friend from high school, we started this two-piece band back in high school, and we rehearsed and practiced, whatever you want to call it, every day for, I don't know, a while, I want to say. And we both grew up on heavy metal and stuff like this and hard rock, but ended up listening to anything from rap to everything in between. Then we stumbled on the country and we're like, oh, man, this is we're liking this. Like a little bit of everything that
right.
we like put together. And the stories, you just can't beat them. And end up getting a country band together, and I've stuck with that genre ever since.
Well, at what time was that? You know, how long have you been in? How long have you actually been performing? Because I know that you've opened for some pretty well-known artists.
Oh, yeah.
What was that process like? I mean, you played locally, come to Nashville for a while?
Playing locally in most of the bars and everywhere from Pennsylvania to West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And been playing, I guess, a little bit, over 10 years now. And,
okay.
You can open up and meet and greet and hang out with a lot of Nashville acts. I love that. I just love it. I love playing bars, don't get me wrong, but I love doing the festivals and doing the open act shows and such, and just hanging out and getting to see these people that you see, and they're such a persona on the radio and on TV, but when you get up to them, they're just real people, and you just sit down and talk with them for hours.
Right. So what did you do before music? Did you have another career before music?
Yeah, I was into, like a lot of other musicians, I was a carpenter. Grew up in houses and doing the modeling, and there's so many of them out there, believe me. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Everybody has
right.
a little back there somewhere because the hours fit, and you can, you know, it's something. Artists like working with their hands all the time, I guess. Some kind of psychological link. I don't know.
Well, there was wasn't there a song, If I Were a Carpenter and You Were a Lady?
Yeah, that was one of the first songs I ever played, and I played that many, many, many years ago in this band that was the house band at a bar in Southern Maryland. They were the house band for like 10 years. They just left their stuff there and walk in on the weekend, play, and walk out at the end of the weekend.
Right,
that was amazing.
Right. Well, and you've been writing for how long?
For, I guess, the majority of the time I've been performing, that's what half inspired me to perform is when I started writing. One of the first songs I ever wrote was Heart and Soul, and that one actually is on that EP I have that includes that song, Why Couldn't It Be You, on it.
Right.
And that one, it's one of the, some of these songs, you know, like Heart and Soul, it took me 15 minutes to write, and then some will take me a month or two. It's just amazing how that works. Yeah. It's just, you got to, some things come right to you, and then some things is just, you got to work it and work it and work, and eventually it becomes what you believe that you want it to be.
Well, and you're located where now? You're in Maryland, at just outside of Baltimore, is that right?
Yep, just out of Baltimore.
Okay, all right. And how did you get hooked up to do this event for Horse Trails and Camping across America down in Big South Fork in Tennessee?
I performed for the last couple of years at spring and fall roundups for the League of Maryland Horsemen's Club. Great club and great people, by the way. Horse people, the best people ever. And I met of course, Paul, and the ladies know Paul, right? Are y'all still on the phone?
Oh, yeah.
There they are.
Oh, Paul. Yeah.
Paul, great guy and do anything for you. And it just he introduced me to a lot of different opportunities over the time I've known him, and this is yet another one that he presented to me. And like I said, I'd do anything for Paul, and it just says, jump, I say, how high.
Oh, that's cool. Well, now, you told me that you were looking forward to getting to ride horses a little bit more, and I'm saying that
tongue-in-cheek.
You really didn't grow up. You don't have a lot of horseback riding experience, do you?
No, there's country boys, and I grew up a redneck. I mean, a backwoods, diehard redneck, man. We grew up in wooded lot all by ourselves in Accokeek, Maryland, which is a suburb, I guess, if you want to call it that, of Waldorf. And us, our family was back there in the woods by ourselves, and we spent more time in the trees playing than we did in the house.
Right.
But I got exposed to horses a little in my younger years, but mainly through the League of Maryland Horsemen's Club. And then second or third time we performed there, you know, we got out there on some horses and did a little ride. I won't tell what time we did that ride, but we did ride.
You told
well,
me.
Well, Wesley, I think you
we
should come here early
it.
On Saturday. I think Wesley should
definitely.
Come here early on Saturday, and we'll set him up.
Definitely.
Hey, there we go.
I never turned down an opportunity to go riding.
All right, good deal.
All right. Well, but you are in horse country. I mean, Maryland and Virginia both are great horse states, a lot of opportunities out there. So, you probably would make some of these ladies happy if you came early for this event. And I think Shannon told me that she had your poster up on the computer, was looking at that while we were doing the show. So.
You're terrible, Gary.
I'll get there early, because what I'm doing before there, too, I'll already be in Tennessee because I'm hooking up with a friend of mine down in Nashville, and we're doing an acoustic show, you know, a couple of days before the event in Jamestown. So I'll be in Tennessee, you know, prior to the performance a few days. So, yeah, I'll definitely be there early.
Now, what is your website? And by the way, we want to encourage people to go like your page or friend you on Facebook, because that's Wesley Spangler on Facebook. But what's your website address?
Yeah, and that is WesleySpangler.com. Also on Twitter, and you can just punch in my name on there, you'll find me.
Okay.
If you can't
all
find
right.
me, I'll come looking for you. It doesn't matter. I'll always tell people on Facebook there's a reason. We got a network.
All right. So as we're approaching the end of May, when this event is taking place up at the Big South Fork at True West, where will you be playing in Nashville, and what's your schedule look like? You know, a few days before that, if people wanted to come early, if they're arriving early to ride, and they wanted to maybe catch you at a show somewhere.
Yeah, I'm working out where exactly it's going to be, because we're trying to do two back-to-back venues, but nothing's concrete yet. Everything's in the works. But I'm going to be down there. I know I'm going to perform somewhere. I just won't know until I would think the end of this month into the first week of April to know 100%. But if people like me on Facebook, they'll figure it out eventually.
Right,
I'm pretty quick to post up where we're playing and what we're doing.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, we want to try to get in another song that you did, and this is one that's called Hearts Know the Truth from a Lie. And is this one that you wrote?
Yes. Every song on the EP, all seven of the songs on the EP, I've written. And,
okay.
And write with a few other people, too. But, yeah, everything on there I wrote.
All right. What's the story behind this one?
Oh,
Hearts
and
the truth. Yeah.
Another lost love thing. I tell you, I got some tear jerkers, man. Even I don't know. All these women there, see, when you show up early for the show, and then you go on a breakup song.
Oh, goodness. Well,
some things are inspired by actual events. Most of them are about actual, you know, stories of my life, 99% of the songs. Others are inspired by activities and stories of my life. So I just, whatever comes out, I write down, good, bad, or ugly. It's just what happened.
Okay. All right. Well, and you know, I think a lot of people write about experiences that they've seen other people experience, even if it hasn't been their own. And we don't want to get real personal on this one because of the title, Hearts Know the Truth. But let's listen to that. It's Hearts Know the Truth from a Lie by Wesley Spangler. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and we'll be back in just a moment to talk more with Wesley.
Never knew from the beginning I'd ever feel for you this way. It took you walking out of our front door to know my heart won't be the same. And lying here in our big empty bedroom, memories scattered on the floor, I hope you turn that car of yours around and come walking through that door. And I know that you won't, and I'm left with this hurt and this emptiness I feel inside. I keep telling myself that I'm better without you, but hearts know the truth from a lie. Yeah.
ever told you that I love you. Yeah, I told you every day. Maybe if I would have shown you more often, you might come back to stay.
Wesley Spangler, you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and Wesley, great song, great
Thanks.
Song.
I wrote that about all of Taylor Swift's boyfriends.
Gosh, well,
just like she does, man, just like she does.
Oh, gracious. Well, you know, I hope you have as much success as she has with her songs.
Oh my goodness, I don't think anybody can.
Oh, gracious. Yeah, she's been a great entertainer, and grew up about 30 minutes from me. So, really, really, really great song. So, what's ahead for Wesley? What are your goals as far as your music?
I'm in partial negotiations right now with a label, and we're trying to figure out with a couple different people here what's going on and how far I do want to take this, because then once you sign up with one of those small labels or large, I mean, your life has changed from that point. So
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think about, what exactly I want out of this, because I've had a pretty fun ride so far. If I've never played again, I'd be the happiest man in the world. Some of the opportunities I've had and the shows I've played and the people that I've met, more importantly, just the people that you meet at these venues and at the festivals and fairs and stuff that just become your friends, and you just wonder, how you made it without them. I mean, it's just the greatest people in the world.
Right. Well, and, it's we have a lot of guests that have come on the show over the last several months. Of course, we started out with just horse people, and the horse world is an extremely small world made up of a lot of really great folks. But we've also found that the music business is the same. And, we've had guests that have been with us from all across the country. Super, super nice people, but everybody seems to get to where they know each other, or they've played together at some point in time. So a pretty small world and a great bunch of folks. So we want to wish you much success with your musical career. And I know that everybody's going to be looking forward to seeing you and hearing you perform on the 1st of June. Is that right, Donna?
Sorry, May 31st.
The 31st. The 31st.
Okay. 31st on a Saturday night. I was trying to book you for another night there as well.
Yeah, we have that night open, so.
Well, we can work that in.
Bringing the full band down there. We're going to have all the guys
You you take up a collection on Saturday night, and I bet you could have him back on Sunday as well. So that would
I bet we hold him hostage.
That would
Shannon,
be cool.
We just hold him hostage.
Well, I've really been concerned about these ladies on this call with you, Wesley. Normally we don't do that, but I mean, normally we don't have other guests on with our musical guests, but I couldn't get them off the line. So,
yeah. Well, they can talk a little more. Don't let me use up all their airtime, man.
Goodness. Listen, we've got some folks that are going to be wanting to call in, and we're going to take calls on the show today. The number is 213-943-3396, 213-943-3396. And Wesley, if you want to stay with us, you can, and if you need to go, we can understand that too. So I'll know whether you've stayed or gone, whether you're still on the line after we come back from this song. But,
no, I'll hang out just to hear if this thing's going, man. It sounds like it's going to be funny.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
you'll enjoy it.
we've got a lot of folks that are coming on the line right now, so we're going to listen to this song, Drifting Again, and we'll be back to talk with some of our other callers. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio.
Tumbleweed, riding the wind with the dandelion seeds. Someday I'll land, but I don't know when. Till then I'm drifting again. She cut me loose and told me don't come back. Now I'm like a hobo by the railroad track. Drifting again like an old tumbleweed, riding the wind with the dandelion seeds. Someday I'll land, but I don't know when. Till then I'm drifting again.
That's our friend. in R.W. Hampton, and it's Drifting Again, and you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio. This is a special show that we're doing today to start the first day of spring out, and everybody is ready to get back on the trails and ride, and we're talking with folks about one of the most beautiful places in the Southeast to ride, certainly, and that's the Big South Fork of Tennessee. And so we're taking some callers, and we're going to open this line and see who we're talking with. And this is on 918-696, and who am I speaking with?
It's Larry Hatfield.
Well, Larry Hatfield, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Well, good to have you with us today. And how are things out in your part of the country?
Oh, it's bright and beautiful, and I'm headed to Cedar Lake campground as soon as I get off the phone here.
Well, good.
I'm
going to
stay
good,
down
good,
there
good.
A few days.
All right. Are you headed to Tennessee for this event in May?
I wish I could go, but I'm not going to be able to. But my thoughts are sure going to be with everybody down there. Sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Well, I'm expecting that it probably will. And anything you'd like to say to Miss Shannon or Donna?
Well, I have a poem that I wrote about Shannon when I first got on the horse trails and camping across America, and I think there was about 6,000 or 7,000 members at the time.
Yeah,
and I'd like
so.
To share that with you if I could.
All right.
Absolutely.
It's called HTCAA Page. Shannon started a group page she hoped would do so. The way it took off was amazing. Lots of folks like to go. Horse people have things in common, whatever discipline they ride, be it English, Western, jumping, or rodeo, they love their horses with pride. A page where they could come together and discuss trails, big or small, and talk about horses beats a trip to the mall. So a page about horses, camps, and trails sparks interest across the land. The group just gets bigger and larger, and we find it in great demand. Long live HTCAA.
Well, that's great. That's great, Larry.
Awesome.
And Larry, you're one of my favorite. You're one of my favorite cowboy poets. You've got some great stuff that you put on there on Facebook that you share with us, and we had a cartoon a few weeks ago that we posted about natural horsemanship, and you
yeah.
recall that cartoon, don't you?
Yes, I do.
You wrote a poem about that, and I don't know if I've told you or not, but that had over 15,000 views.
Oh, no, you didn't
tell
me that.
Wow.
Over 15,000 views, and I think, you know, outside of the attractive backside that was showing, I think a lot of it had to do with...
I just wondered if that was a self-portrait, Gary.
That was not a selfie. That was not a selfie. But a great...
Oh, well,
a great...
I was kind of, you know, kind of wondering about that.
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't be looking too closely at it, quite frankly, Larry. So...
skinny shanks out there is all I know.
They really were. They really were. No, it was actually just it was a cartoon for the folks that are listening. Not a photograph, but a cartoon. So anyway, well, listen, thanks for sharing that with us. I think we probably have we've got another caller here. We want to open the line up and see who we're talking with. And is this one of the Elums?
It sure is. This is Vicky.
So this
hey,
is the
Shannon.
The attractive side of the Elam family.
Yeah, that's correct.
As opposed to Doug. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on the show today. And I know that Teresa and Ed are the owners of Saddle Valley Campground in the Big South Fork, and that's probably kind of like second home to you, isn't it?
It sure is. As a family, that we rode with five kids for about 17 years with Ed and Teresa and Granny and all of us together, and now we're just empty nesters, but we still go back to Big South Fork. We just love it there. We rode all areas of the park, and but we always go back to Saddle Valley. It's a fun place to go, and I'll be staying there for the ride.
I felt like True West was filling up fast, and we wanted to fill up all the campgrounds, and I love Saddle Valley, so I thought, well, why not just stay there? Another posse sister of mine, Terry, her and I rode to Chariot Creek not too long ago from Saddle Valley, so mm-hmm. she's going to be there. And then Ruben joined us. So as posse members, we're going to just mingle between all the campgrounds, and it's not a long ride at all. So and Saddle Valley has some fun things going on, too. So really looking forward to it.
Well, and we're going to open up, and we have other callers, and so we are going to open our other lines up. So if you'll just hang with us, that would be great.
Okay, sure.
But I was going to ask you, Vicki, what things will be going on at Saddle Valley?
They have like a breakfast, and it's going to be a cast iron demonstration for cooking, mm-hmm. and that's going to be really fun and interesting. And then they're going to have dinner and breakfast both. And then we're going to head to True West on Saturday night for Donna's events.
Okay. All right.
Yep,
So I guess, Shannon, what will be happening, mm-hmm. each of the different campgrounds will have some events that are going on particular for that campground. And then you'll get together.
Yeah, they will, because Big South Fork is a... Yeah, Saturday night will be the main event where everybody can gather, you know, from all the different campgrounds.
Okay.
But, each campground will have different things going on. Saddle Valley, like Vicki said, will have the Dutch Oven dinner the Friday night and Saturday morning for breakfast. They're also going to have some entertainment coming in Friday night, I believe. And then Sunday they're going to have a potluck breakfast. And we're also going to try to arrange a cowboy church there as well. Which, Vicki, I don't think I knew about that, because that's in the works this week.
I didn't know about that. Oh, that's
great.
Yeah,
so, where all the stuff just keeps kind of getting added in. So,
okay.
And then Big South Fork Lodge is going to have a dinner available from their menu, because they have a little cafe there Friday night. And then breakfast, they have another thing planned Saturday morning. And then, on Sunday, they're also having breakfast at their cafe there as well.
Great.
And as the other campgrounds in the surrounding area start booking up, I'm sure we'll be planning some things that, you know, can keep people entertained as they're there. But Saturday night will be the big event at True West with the catered meal and then also Wesley's entertainment that night. All of these things at every campground, though, no matter where you're staying at or visiting, you got to make reservations, because they have to plan on, you know, how many people are coming for the different meals and things like that. So if you have a reservation made at a campground, definitely get a hold of the campground host wherever you're staying at and make sure you find out what events are going on and what you want to sign up for. Because, you know, if you don't get an RSVP, and then you might miss out on the food. So don't want to have that happen.
All right.
And definitely keep Donna posted if you're coming to their place. So.
All right.
Yeah,
so
if I could add something here, too. We do
mm-hmm.
have a capacity of 300 people for Saturday, so... and we're anticipating what, Shannon, possibly around 500, depending, I mean, from what you've heard. So
because this is growing so fast, you know, when we first planned this, we thought, you know, maybe a couple hundred people tops. But now that we are pretty much booking up all of the surrounding campgrounds, and we also have a lot of people that are coming and staying with friends that they have in the area that we don't know about. So as far as the head count on this, we're anywhere between 300 to 500 at this point. So with True West, we because it got big fast, we went down the list and found out the things that we need. So, of course, there's going to be things that need to be brought in, like porta potties. The parking needs to be planned out. They have to actually pay an extra insurance coverage for the entertainment and things like that. So there will be a $10 of visitor's fee for anybody that's going to be coming from True West that's not actually camping there. And that's covering all of their costs. This is obviously a pretty big event for their location, so they're having to, you know, step up and pay for a lot of things up front, so we know that we're going to have a good time. So, you know, that's going to cover being able to come with your vehicle or, you know, whichever, bringing your crowd of people with you, and being able to use their facility, because they're having to pay quite a bit up front to make sure we're going to have a good event. So.
Now, this is
Shannon,
this is for the concert. Is that what you're referring to?
Correct. Yep, on Saturday.
Saturday.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So,
yep.
so.
Yep, on Saturday. So.
All right. So if you are not staying at True West, then to help defray some of the expenses, then there's a small $10 fee that would be required to come to the concert. Okay. And
correct.
Do they need
the concert and the meal? The concert and the meal.
Yeah, and the meal. Yep.
All right. So for the $10, you're getting the concert and the meal.
No. The meal is a separate fee. The meal is $15 per person, and they have to order that up front as well. They have to call us to make reservations so we can make sure we have the appropriate amount of food. And then there's a $10 fee to cover additional costs, which would be, like Shannon had said, the porta potties, the parking. We'll probably have a police presence because of the number of people that will have to be crossing the road and in the area. There's no street lights out here, so we want to make sure everybody stays safe. And then there's the additional insurance rider because of the number of people. So we have a capacity of 300. So the first 300, or actually the first 230, because we've got 70 here. So the first 230 people to call and make their reservations will be able to come here. Otherwise, they'll be welcome to stay at their campground that they're actually camping at for the events that are going on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, all right. And Wesley, you didn't know you were causing such a stir for Saturday night. So they'll be.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, they have one police officer with one bullet there.
Barney, right?
And they're having to bring folks in. So look, we've got more folks on the line. I'm just going to go down through here and see who we have, and everybody can just hang on. And all of your mics are open. So be kind. All right, so 330 is the area code. Who are we speaking with?
This is Ruben.
Ruben, how are you, sir?
Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. I'm doing great.
Good.
This is pretty funny. You know, Gary, he's a posse member with HTCAA, and all of us get to sit and chat. And for those that don't know who the posse members are, I have people that help me run the Facebook group 24/7. I've got about 12 people total. And so we call my posse members, and we all chat on Facebook all day, every day. So this is pretty funny that this is the first time we all get to hear each other's voices, even though we talk to each other every single day for the past how many months. So great to hear you, Ruben. Thanks for calling.
That's great. That's great. Now, Ruben, you're coming to Saddle Valley for the event. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. And where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Ohio, a small town called Beach City.
Okay, great.
It's about an 8-hour drive down to Saddle Valley for me from here.
First time to the Big South Fork?
It'll be my first time going out of state with horses. So.
Wow,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is great.
A little
that
nervous, but also excited and looking forward to it.
All right, well, that's exciting. Well, now, again, we have more folks that are on the line, and I'm going to just go down through. Everybody can hang on, and let me remind you again, I'm leaving your mic open. So be gentle with everyone. This is a 801 area code, and who are we speaking with?
This is Kelly.
Kelly?
Hey, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
All right, I guess this is a posse member.
This is. She covers our western territory. This is Kelly out in Utah.
All right. Well, Kelly from Utah, welcome to the show. And what would you like to share with the folks?
I just think it's really interesting to hear everybody's voice, too. They keep running in and out the ride. I won't be able to make it. It's kind of a distance, but I'm working on getting everybody out here to Utah to ride. So hopefully that'll take place.
All right. That's
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. We would love
that's
to
great.
Get a ride out west. So, and
yeah,
poor Kelly, she's going to be one of few during the HTCA ride that will have to man Facebook while we're all at the ride. So I'm going to have to find something special to give her an extra bonus for that weekend.
All right.
That's pretty exciting.
So we've got another caller here. Let me see who we have. And we're going to open the line up. And your area code is 660. And who are we speaking with?
It's Cindy.
Cindy.
I'm not a posse member.
All right.
But I just wanted to say, hey, what a great job you're doing, Shannon.
Oh, man, thank you. And Cindy, what's your last name? I know a couple of you on Facebook.
Elliot.
Oh, Cindy.
Absolutely, Cindy. Oh, thank you for calling in.
Cindy, where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
I live down by Truman Lake in Missouri, actually in Frisco.
Okay.
You go through the town, you blink, you missed it.
All right. And are you coming in for the ride on end of May?
Oh, unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to make it.
Okay.
I'm going to be in a ride for raising money for cystic fibrosis that weekend.
All right. All right. Well, that is a great cause.
I just had to call and tell Shannon what a great job she's doing and her posse.
Absolutely. Can't do it without them.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. I'm going to take just a moment, Shannon, and plug the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation Trail Ride right quick.
Absolutely.
While we have folks on here. The National Trail Ride to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation is taking place the following weekend from the HTCAA ride. And that's June 5th through the 7th. And we are actually conducting this ride in 5 states on the same 3 days. And we're in Washington State, in Burlington, Washington, at the Butler Hill Equestrian Center. We're in Colorado Springs, Colorado, at the Norris Penrose Event Center. We're in Illinois at the Sandy Oaks Campground in Keithsburg, Illinois. Black, Missouri, at the Brushy Creek Lodge and Resort. And we are at the Circle E Guest Ranch in Belvedere, Tennessee. And so that is the following weekend. And we are inviting all of the HTCAA folks to come at a location that's close to them. And join us, and we'll have a meet and greet for you folks if you'll let us know you're coming on the first night, on Thursday evening. We do have entertainment each night at the events. We have artists like Michael Martin Murphy, who will be performing in Tennessee. Some of the artists that have been on the program, like R.W. Hampton, will be performing in Colorado. Joni Harms in Washington. So we've got a great lineup of artists to perform in concert, beautiful trails. And all of this money is to help kids. All the money raised will be to help children that have brittle bone disease. So it's a great cause. And we want to invite all of the HTCAA folks to come and join us. We also will be having some day rides. So if you can't come for the entire 3 days, each location will hold a day ride on the final day, and we have a few states where we're not holding the 3-day events that are also going to be hosting day rides as well. So visit equestrianlegacy.net to find out more information, or TWHBEA, and you can get more information on the events, registration information, as well as a way to donate to the foundation. So anyway, that's my plug. We'd love to have all of the folks that come to Big South Fork to just stay a couple of more days and come on down to the Circle E Guest Ranch and join us there for what will be a big time as well. So
Yeah, it's great, Gary, for the members that can't make it to Tennessee, especially for the ones that we've got out in Washington and Colorado, Missouri. You know, those places are definitely, we've got tons of members all over the place. So that's pretty great that they could still meet with other members over that weekend. So I think it's a great idea and a great cause, that's for sure.
Super, super, super. And then you can have just a nice long week of riding if you're in Tennessee and just, you know, come to Big South Fork and then drive on down to the other part of the Cumberland Mountain and ride with us. So anyway, that's enough plug of that. Let me see if we have any other callers on here that we need to get in. And I think we've got everybody on that's calling. So what would be the one place, and Vicki, you and Donna probably are the two that are most familiar with the Big South Fork. What is a must-see place to go and ride there in the Big South Fork? Vicki, I'll start with you.
Okay. Well, not too long ago, my husband and I rode the O&W Railway, and that was beautiful. The running water and the beautiful rock formations and the mountain laurel and Actually, we were, you can ride pretty far. I think we rode like 27 miles that day. So that was a beautiful ride. But there are all kinds of trails for, like you said, Shannon, for all levels of riding. So I think that's my favorite. I hadn't crossed the bridge yet, hadn't gone to that area, so I'm looking forward to doing that.
Okay. And let me ask you this. While I'm thinking about this, any funny or interesting experiences that you had on the trails there in Big South Fork?
Well, we started riding Big South Fork when our youngest was in a buddy seat. She was 3 years old. I remember once riding with Ed and Teresa were in back of us, and as a whole family, we were on a pretty good climb. And I remember Teresa going, "Vicky, Vicky, Vicky." And I'm like, "What?" And she said, "Emily's fallen asleep." Well, Emily used to hold on to my belt loops, and she never let go of those belt loops. But I'll be darned, we got to top that hill, she was sleeping. So all kids can ride the trails, really. And when she turned 5, we got her a racking pony and tied her off, and she rode to north side of the park to Heron. So all levels of riding there, and all kids can ride, and I just love to see kids on trails. But that was about the funniest thing I can remember.
Oh, gosh. Well, you can have some interesting experiences. Let me share one with you. This was kind of, I thought, funny. We were riding. It had been quite a bit of rain up there at the Big South Fork, and we were riding along the O&W River, and there was quite a bit of water on the trail. I mean, it was like, 50 yards, and it was just water. Not deep, but it was water. And getting ready to go across or ride through that and continue on, somebody said, "Wait a minute, I see a snake." And so we're watching, and there are a couple of snakes that are swimming through there. And so we're kind of debating as to whether to go on through or not. And I looked up, and there were a group of about 6 or 7 women on the other side of that headed. And I holler out, "Watch for the snakes, watch for the snakes." And they come on through. And when they get to me, they say, "What was it you said?" And nothing. It wasn't anything, really. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. You run into some interesting stuff up there. But beautiful, beautiful country. And Donna, what about you? I mean, you came from... New Hampshire. And
New Hampshire.
Any kind of interesting experiences that you had
on the trails there? Well, first of all, I'd like to say that my most favorite place to ride to is Cherry Creek.
Okay.
I just think it's just a beautiful ride, streams to cross, and I mean, there's some areas where you're going through the trails where you feel like you're in a jungle, and then other places where you can tell that you're in the forest, and it's just so pretty. And then to get down to Cherry Creek and see that piece of history and how it's survived all these hundreds of years is just beyond reason for me. So it's just one of my favorite places to ride. As far as experiences are concerned, riding in New Hampshire is not anything like riding in Big South Fork. When I rode in New Hampshire, I had one trail to ride, and it was a recreational trail shared by dirt bikes and ATVs.
Right.
I have to say, it is such a pleasant difference here, where there are trails specifically for horses and trails for specifically for bikes and no motorized vehicles or anything. It's just being able to get out there and ride is really, I think, the best part for me, something that I didn't have that opportunity before.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a beautiful place, and I have been amazed when I've been up there to talk with people that have moved from all over the country to come settle into the Big South Fork, so because there are quite a few equestrian communities up there. I think right down the road from True West, you have Laurel Creek and then Spruce Creek, not too far away.
Yep, there's Spruce Creek, there's the Highlands, there's Ridgetop. We get a lot of customers that come here and stay, and then the next thing you know, they've bought property and they've got their own place. Or
there's people that come here, stay here while they're searching for property. We've seen both ends of it. It's just such a beautiful place.
Right, right. Well, I've talked to folks that have come from California and from New York and just all over the country that ended up coming and settling up there. And just beautiful, beautiful place to be. We're going to take a quick break. All of you that are on the line right now are welcome to stay with us, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about some more of the details of this trail ride with Horse Trails and Camping Across America at the Big South Fork. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, and we're going to talk about a different kind of trail or listen to a song about a different kind of trail, and that's the Navajo Trail with Belinda Gale. We'll be right back.
Every day along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to pale, I ride this slumbering shadow along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and the crickets are calling, the coyotes are making a way, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail.
Navajo Trail with Belinda Gale, and just a sweetheart, Belinda, and we great music. She's got a new album that's coming out called Granite Mountain in May, and so we hope we'll be talking with Belinda again to introduce that new CD when it's released. And I know we had a Utah person that's on the line, would love to ride the Navajo Trail out there sometime in the future. Wesley, I've opened your line back up, and any final thoughts that you'd like to share with all of these folks?
No, I'm just looking forward to that show and looking forward to meeting some more people that, you know, you normally don't see because you talk to them on Facebook or, you know, through your emails. Which,
yep.
It looks like it's going to be a terrific event.
Yeah,
if you put me on a horse, that'd even be better.
Well,
hey, there you go. We'll hook you up.
Oh yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're talking about horses now, Wesley. Horses.
Yeah. Yes, Gary. We're
okay.
Talking about horses.
All right. Okay. All right. I mean, Shannon was so quick to jump in on that. I thought I needed to clarify that.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway, yeah, just let Don and Shannon know what time you're getting up there, and I bet they can make sure there's a spare horse that you can get out and ride some of those trails with. So, hey, you've been fun to
absolutely.
Talk with, and I'm sorry we had some technical problem. I have absolutely no idea what was going on to get you on earlier, and also with some of your music that we wanted to share. But thanks so much for being with us. I know it's going to be a great time, and that performance again is give me the date.
May 31st.
And that is all right, and that's a Saturday evening?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, Saturday evening, May 31st at True West Campground in the border of the Big South Fork National Park and Recreation Area. And also be sure and check Wesley out on Facebook, become a friend of his there, and also visit his website as well, wesleyspangler.com. And so, Wesley, thanks again for joining us on the show, and I look forward to seeing you up at the Big South Fork.
Thank you, Gary, and thank you, Shannon and Donna. Y'all have a good day now.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Thanks so much, Wesley. Bye-bye. All right. Well, great to have Wesley on the show. And, again, I'm sorry we had some problems there with his music to begin with, but grateful that he was able to join us today. So I've got the lines open right now on Vicki and Donna. And ladies, representing your respective campgrounds and family campgrounds, Vicki, anything that you'd like to leave us with? Any closing thoughts?
I'd love to just thank you, Gary. I listen to all your broadcasts, and I love all the current information you give in the horse world and your inspirational stories. I have to admit, there's times I teared up. always love the music. So,
well,
and I appreciate you having Horse Trails and Camping Across America on very much,
yeah.
And I thank you for that.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks so much. We appreciate that.
Looking forward to seeing you, too, in May, so that'll be nice to put a face to our Facebook friendship.
Well, it is, and I'm looking forward to being up there. So it's going to be a great time, and we look forward to seeing you and Doug and the rest of the folks here that are going to be joining us for that event. And Donna?
Yes. Yep.
You're going to be a busy girl.
Sorry?
You're going to be a busy girl.
Oh, yes. Very busy. Yes.
I'm glad you were able to get that vacation in not too long ago. So,
yes.
Congratulations.
I think I'm
going to
need another one.
Well, you probably will.
Yeah.
You probably will. But anyway, any kind of closing thoughts that you want to share with folks about contacting you? Do you have some events that are going on between now and the end of May that people need to be aware of?
Well, we've got all kinds of events. We try to keep all our weekends busy here. The best place to look for our events would be definitely on our website, which was truewestcampground.com.
Okay.
But coming up really shortly, we've got a bingo ride coming up next weekend. We've got a tax sale the first weekend of April. We've got a guided ride on the 12th. We've got all chocolate weekend on the 19th, and just lots and lots of things going on. Always something going on at True West, and always find the best horse quality here.
Well, that's great. That is great. Well, we look forward to it. So we encourage people to look at True West Campground.
Yep.
.com. Visit the website, and then also go and like their page on Facebook. And Donna does a great job of keeping people up to date with things that are going on.
Yeah, we have both a like page and a friend page, Gary.
Okay.
And I do have to say that I am much more active on the friend page than I am on the like page. Sorry, people. But it's just, I forget about the like page. It's not as easy to work with on the friend page, and I just feel so much better connected with the people on the friend page because I can respond back and forth much easier than I can on a like page.
Okay. All right. So be sure and visit True West on Facebook and visit their website as well, truewestcampground.com, and make plans to get up here and visit. You know, we didn't talk about this, and we've got just a few minutes. I want to do this. When you look at True West on their website or on their Facebook page, you're going to see what looks like an old Western town. And that's not what you usually see at a horse campground. So what is there to see, and what do you have there at True West, Donna?
Like you said, there's the facade of the old Western town. And we have a small gift store called the Mercantile. And in there we've got all kinds of Western gifts and such. We've got the barns and stuff. We don't have any other buildings that look like the Western motif at this time, but we do plan on adding some as time goes on.
Okay. All right. And do you ever have any gunfights out there in front of that town?
Hopefully not.
You know, that might be something fun to add later on, a little Western drama.
Yeah, we've actually thought of that. There's a place in New Hampshire that used to be called Six Gun City, and I think they closed this past year. But I remember that as a kid going there, and they used to have the gunfights in the city and the horse chases and stuff. And I thought that might be really something, some really cool thing that we could add here, you know, going into the future. But right now we're focused more on just, you know, trying to let people know we're here, because for a while the place was kind of closed down. So just letting everybody know we're here, and then we can go from there, and offering all the different events that we have, just something different and something for everybody, big and small, young and old, it doesn't matter. We've got something for you.
All right. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and, I mean, you certainly got my attention with the mention of all these chocolate fondues that you have up there. So,
oh, yes.
Yeah. Chocolate talks to me. It really speaks to me. So anyway, well, listen, thanks so much. Thanks so much for joining us on the call today. And Shannon, we've got we've got folks that are still on the line. They're just hanging on and listening right now, because that's a good way to listen to the show, and that's all right. We just have a few minutes left. But talk a little bit more about some of the things that, and I'm going to call this the housekeeping segment of the show.
Yep.
So really important things to do to as people are planning on coming up for the May 31st through June the 1st.
Yep. Well, one way of communication for us right now, since it's all being handled through Facebook, is if they come to the Horse Trails and Camping Across America on Facebook, you go to the events tab that you'll find on the top of the page. Go there and look for the HTCAA trail ride. They can join that event on there. That's not an RSVP to the ride. That's just where they can go to get updates and things about the ride. So definitely, if they plan on coming, that's one way they can jump in there and we can all kind of keep in touch. But obviously, if they do have reservations or they want to come, definitely keep in contact again with that campground host. Make sure that they get the details of the events, and make sure that they get their RSVPs in for those catered meals for the potlucks. And then also, if they're going to come to the main event at True West Saturday night, to hear Wesley Spangler sing, they need to let Donna at True West know, and they will have to pay that $10 visitor's fee for that day to come for the event. But there are some, again, with those catered meals at all the locations, there's fees that are involved. So they need to, again, just make sure that they know what's going on, what they're going to be paying for, and what they'll be attending. So it's kind of hard since we have all these different locations, and again, it's all through Facebook. So, you know, that's why I just keep directing everybody to contact their campgrounds to make sure they know exactly what's going on, and nobody gets lost in the shuffle. So, but it's coming together really well. I got to say, you know, again, Donna and I had no idea how big it was going to get, and I have just enjoyed working with Donna so much, and also everybody else with the other campgrounds, the Elams and Claudia at Big South Fork. It's just coming together well, and I'm so glad that I get to work with such an awesome group of people to get this ride going. So I am so very excited, and it seems like it's taken forever for this ride to come up, but now it's coming up pretty quick, so time to move a little faster. It will be, so, everybody's looking forward to it, so I'm super excited.
Okay, so there's still a few slots available at some of the other campgrounds, again, check the event page that they have on Horse Trails and Camp Across America, and it'll have a list of the campgrounds and contact information there as well. The time will have come and gone, and you don't want to say, I wish I did. So, you know, plan to make this event. It's going to be a big, big time, and a bunch of super folks, but some amazing trails to ride on, and I guarantee when you hit the Big South Fork once, you'll be coming back to ride again. If it's your first time, you'll know what I mean, and if this isn't your first time, you really know what I mean. So it'll be a beautiful time of year to be up there and ride, and just a lot of fun with a lot of neat folks. So we encourage folks to make sure to put that on their calendar. And Shannon, thanks again. You know, it's so much fun. And I'll remind people that our show is live. Equestrian Legacy Radio is live every Thursday at noon Central Time. And we have set that time up because we have listeners all across the United States as well as in Europe. And so if you're in Germany, for example, this show is on the air at 7 o'clock in the evening. If you're on the East Coast, it's on at 1, and if you're on the West Coast, that's 10 o'clock. And so pretty much, being at noon, folks can listen to us. But most of our listeners actually listen to our archived podcast. And so this show will be available within 30 minutes after we go off the air. And today or yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I had posted on Facebook for people to go back and look at a show from June the 6th of last year. And that was the first time that you ever were a guest on my show. And amazing to listen to, and it was a lot of fun, and so I hope our listeners will go back and listen to that show. But it was amazing to listen to the changes in Equestrian Legacy Radio since then.
Sure.
But it's really amazing to look at the changes with Horse Trails and Camping Across America, because you were just excited to be close to how many people?
I think I just listened to it this morning. I think I was just at 6,000. And today we're just shy of 23,000.
Yeah.
And I had made mention on there that we had brought 1,000 people on in the last month, but now we're bringing on 1,000 people a week.
It's amazing.
So, crazy,
it's
crazy.
Amazing.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
But it was a fun show. We had Richard, and I forgot his last name.
Travis, I think.
Richard Travis, that was on, and he was talking about riding in Utah, and Yahtzee, his Navajo guide. We had some more of your posse members at that time that called in, and it was just a lot of fun. So we're enjoying our relationship with the folks at Horse Trails and Camping Across America. You know, I don't think I'll ever forget John Tanner telling the story about being out with just his cowboy boots and his hat on, you know, that morning.
Yep, and chasing a horse out in the mountains.
Chasing a horse. And I think most memorable was your response and your reaction to him telling that story. You did not know that was coming. So
I didn't. That was quite the story.
Yeah. So we have a lot of fun talking with our friends from Horse Trails and Camping Across America. With our musical guest. It's fun to go back, and all of our past shows are available for you to go back and listen to, and we've really had a lot of fun with those things, and looking forward to a great year this year. Next week we have another of the Horse Trail and Camping Across America members that will be joining us, and that's Tina May Weber, and Tina's going to be talking about a great new business that she's gotten involved in. We'll have some more fantastic entertainment and some great music for you to listen to. And so a lot of things that are coming up in the next few months on Equestrian Legacy Radio. So we again appreciate Shannon and all of the good folks from Horse Trails and Camping Across America that join us. We invite everyone to come back and join us next Thursday at noon for our live show. Be sure and go back and listen to our podcast if you missed the live show. And you can download those or you can listen to them streaming. And, you know, when you download it, you can just take it with you and listen whenever you have time. So be sure to share that with your friends and help us to continue to grow our audience. Again, we're heard in over 45 countries now as well as all across the U.S. And that's just been a kick for me, Shannon. As much fun as it has been to watch how HTCAA has grown over the last 6 or 7 months. So just a lot of fun. But anyway, and again, we want to call people's attention to the National Trail Ride to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation. That is going to be an annual event, first week of June. This year we're in 5 states and in Germany, all on the same day. We have clinics, we have vendor row, we have great, great entertainers. And to participate in all of that, we simply have a $50 donation that we ask to be made to the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation, plus your camping fees with the campgrounds. But just for $50, we'll have clinics, we'll have nightly entertainment, and then some of the largest, most well-known entertainers in the country that will be performing, as well as a wine and cheese meet and greet with those folks. And so, again, that's all for a good cause. And one more time, we'll invite all of our HTCAA friends to come and join us at those different locations if you can. We'll have a meet and greet for you on Thursday night if you'll let us know that you're coming in time for us to put that together. So, again, Shannon, we appreciate you guys. And
well, Gary, I'm very thankful you have us on here. So it's been fun growing together as we're both starting our new ventures. So I love getting on here every month.
Well, it's always fun. Never know what's going to happen. And
nope.
You know, when you have Larry and Ray and Oz and some of our other friends that join us on these shows, it really, you never know where you're going to go with this. So anyway, tons of fun. Hey, listen, we've had a good time today. Thank you to all of our guests for calling in, folks from Horse Trails and Camping Across America. Be sure again to check out their Facebook page, their event section, and get involved with this trail ride that's coming up. And we remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, get ready for the ride. Thanks for listening today.
Because he calls the forest brother, because he calls the earth his mother, they drove him out into the rain, and some people even say that the boy from the country was insane. Because he spoke with fish in the creek, tried to tell us that the animals can speak. And who knows, maybe they do. Hey, how do you know they don't?
they've never spoken to you. Boy from the country, left his home when he was young. Boy from the country, he loves the sun. Just turned our heads and laughed. You see, we did not understand. But you know, sometimes I think the boy from the country must be the only one who sees. Because the boy from the country doesn't want to see the forest, he'd rather see the trees. Boy from the country, left his home when he was young. Boy from the country, he loves the sun.